Hi everybody, it's me again. It's my podcast, Morning Tim Soaps. Okay, that sounds like a great opening. I'm gonna save that. Anyways, today you can treat this call as like a voice call or something. Like you're calling your best friend, aka me. I'm best friends with everybody. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm just gonna share about like my life because like everybody's asking about my life. Like, oh my god, I'm so popular. I'm kidding. I'm just gonna like life update because that's the point of this podcast, I guess. Like, talk about stuff, about like random stuff. So, random stuff number one. This morning, my parents went out to like dabao some food. So my mom bought like a whole box of like homemade, like handmade yam baos from this store in like Tampines. We've been like trying to like my mom has been trying to get like the yam bao from there for like a long time, but like they're always like sold out. And then she realized like today they say it's like sold out also, but then she realized that it's just like all frozen. And then when she bought the yam bao, she realized it just looks like the NTUC, like the purple color yam bao. So that one's kind of lame. Like, yeah, that was lame. But there's a whole box of yam baos in the fridge now. And okay, I'm done talking about yam baos. There's so much. Okay, I'm talking too much about yam bao. Anyways, moving on. So another thing I'm gonna talk about is recently something's been bugging me a lot. Like I've been thinking a lot about like NUS halls, like whether I want to stay in hall, like I guess like I kind of decided that I'm not gonna stay anymore, because at first I was like 2 months back, like I've been thinking about it, but I thought it'd be a good experience lah. But I always thought that I was a residential college person more than a hall person because of like the type of commitment. Like hall is, there's a lot of physical activity, a lot of like community activity, you know. But residential college is more like academic like requirements, I guess. So that one sounded more chill to me. But it's more expensive. Yeah. And hall, there's like this like double room thing, which is like a lot cheaper than like single room. Like double room is like 1,004. Single room is about like 2,000. So yeah, so if I can, oh yeah, then also because now COVID, right, then they say that you will not have a roommate lah. So if you stay double room, you basically get a home to yourself, like a bigger room at a lower price, which sounds like a huge deal to me, you know. But like according to my senior who is in the hall that I want to stay in, like was considering to stay in, like she said that the seniors, like the current year ones, I don't know lah, like the seniors, okay, yeah, they already like sort of like booked like all the double rooms. Yeah, so like they applied for almost like they took out almost all the double rooms lah. So yeah, there's like no point for me to like apply anymore. So because like I think there's gonna be quite a lot of people that wanna apply for double rooms. So yeah, and then like imagine paying like that application fee like $30 over, and then like not get a slot in double room, and then be like, oh my god, I don't wanna stay in hall anymore because it's too expensive. Then you sort of like wasted your application fee money, right? Like yeah. Anyways, and then I was kind of scared that I was gonna miss out on this like hall life like experience sort of thing. I mean, it sounds fun, like staying on campus and like being able to like have fun, like play around with like other people, right? In like, yeah, it's like a small little like community, which sounds so fun. But then at the same time, like, is it even like that worth it, you know? Like, I mean, it's an experience that you probably can't get it like anymore, like possibly not anymore in the future. But at the same time, it's like, is it necessary, you know? Yeah. And there's a lot of like opportunity costs, wow, econs terms. But yeah, there's a lot of things to like consider lah. Like if you spend the money on this thing, right, then your budget is gonna be like very very tight. Like for the rest of the your school year, right? I suppose, cause considering like if I stay double room and then still gotta pay for meal plans, like each month I'm spending about like $500 for like hall fees already, and that's like a lot, eh? Yeah, so yeah, like I'd rather be able to like live my student life like more carefreely with like less like financial burden than to like think about like, oh my god, I'm always like I like always think about like, oh my god, like I already like there's already like 500 like gone to like, you know, hall fees this month. Like I need to like spend less, like yeah, that's kind of like, I don't know, okay, that's just me lah, that's my own opinion. And yeah, also because like, I don't want to like burden my parents sort of, because they're going to be paying for my hall fees or like school fees or whatever, like yeah, so yeah, I don't want to like spend too much also sort of, even though I'm still like kind of sad that like I'm missing this experience, but at the same time it's like I can always do other things like yeah, join school CCAs and all that lah, so I think it'd be fine, yeah, I suppose. And then some people say that it's very hard to make friends now because of like COVID, like lessons are being brought online and stuff, but I think it'd still be fine lah. At most I just go like picnicking with like my usual group of friends or something, yeah, or like go with my family, spend more time with my family, so give and take, you know, yeah. And then the other day I went to NUS for the pre-admission medical checkup, and yeah, it was so cool, like the health center, like it felt like a polyclinic for mini adults, like NUS students being the mini adults, and it was like a polyclinic, like it was like quite cool, like yeah, it was quite cool, you know, like a kampong kind of thing, like oh yeah, that I did like there was a pee test, a urine test, and like a, oh yeah, I peed into a cup, oh, for the first time, okay, no one had to, okay, whatever, TMI, but whatever, yeah. And then I had a chest x-ray thingy, which was pretty fast, that was like very, there wasn't as many people as I thought, but like, I mean, you have to book like a time slot, so I mean they probably already like limited the head count for each time slot, so it wouldn't take so long for each person. And then in total it took me about like 1 hour, about there, like my appointment was at 1:30, right, but you had to queue to go in, so I took about 15 minutes to queue to get in, so like about 1:45, then I finished everything at about 2:45, so that was pretty fast, like yeah, I thought it was pretty fast, because I expected it to be longer. But yeah, that was interesting, going to NUS campus. Since I yeah, yep. And then my dad drove me there, and then I asked for a tour around the school, like in his car, but then he had to go to work, so yeah, so he was like, oh, you think I what, huh? You think I'm your Grab driver, is it? Yeah, then he didn't want, so we left. So, yeah, I didn't get to see, like, School of Computing or anything. I just saw, like, School of Medicine. Yeah, that's all. Cool stuff. Anyways. I've been trying to, like, get more work done, like, yeah, like my internship stuff is still in progress, you know, because the terms are really so difficult, like it's very very technical, and like when I Google online it's just it's quite hard to find like the stuff and like the information that I need, and there's so many words that I don't know, like don't understand or don't know, that it's like it makes it so difficult to like get things done. But you know, perseverance, I will do this, I'll be able to do this. I mean, I have to do this, you know, I'm left with 2 weeks for my internship. I don't really have a choice, I need to like hurry up. But at the same time, it's so difficult. But okay, I'm not gonna complain, but yeah. Yeah, and then there's this other thing, like I joined with my friends. This cyber defense something, yeah, this competition kind of thing. Wow, yeah, I forgot her name, but yeah, so there's like courses for that as well, and I kind of barely started, but it'll be fine, I'll be fine. And I borrowed a lot of books, like not a lot, but I borrowed like 2 ebooks and like 2 physical books. I mean, those books are, I started on those books, weirdly, like, yeah, I started on every one of them, but I'm done with none of them. Yeah. So whether I'll be able to finish the books remains another question, but it'll be fine, you know, it'll be fine. Yeah, so, yeah, that's pretty much all I gotta say. I'm still trying to like be more productive, fix my sleep schedule. It's still been pretty bad. Yeah, I tried to like type out a whole routine, like a super tight and fixed routine. But like I haven't quite like stuck to that routine yet. Yeah, it starts with like wake up at 7:30 a.m. I haven't woke up at 7:30 a.m. yet. I'll be getting there soon, yes. Yep, very soon. If I manage to sleep by like 12 at least. Yeah. Then yeah, I'll be there. Maybe I'll sleep at 12 today. We'll see. Wait, hold up. I think the clock is spoiled. No, it's like 4:45 now. I was like, oh my god. As in, it's like 6:30 now, but the clock says 4:45. How I wish I can rewind time. But yeah, and then today I had like the Lotus Biscoff McFlurry. It was like decent. Like for $3 is decent, I guess. It could be cheaper. They could have given more like of the biscuit crumbs thing. Cause there was a lot on the top, but there was like none at the bottom. I mean, I guess they didn't like stir it properly, but they could have given more, you know, and stir properly, like mix it more evenly. But yeah, I don't know how my flurry spoiled, but yeah, that's all. It was okay. It just tasted like the biscuit with vanilla ice cream. It was okay. So yeah, you can try if you want to. Yep. Yeah, oh my god, wait, I just suddenly thought of a lot more things. Then the other day, oh my god, no one's asking any of this, but like, it's, I just want to talk, okay. So, then, the other day, my mom bought this blender, online, and then like, it was delivered to my grandma's house. So we went there, and we made like orange juice, but the orange juice was so thick, because there was like too much of the skin, like the orange skin, whatever that thing is called. So it was like thick, too thick, you know, for my liking, for anyone's liking actually. So we had to add water, and then we tried to make like the souffle pancakes, but kind of failed. Maybe cause like my meringue failed, like maybe I didn't like you know, beat the meringue enough. And then when we fold in the yolk stuff also, like maybe we folded wrongly, but yeah, it was like flat. It turned out to be flat pancakes. And because we didn't add like vanilla essence or baking powder, the pancakes just tasted like flour. So that was bad. Yeah, bad pancakes. But it was okay, I guess. There was enough people to finish the pancakes, you know. And yeah, suffer through the taste, the horrible taste of the pancake. Yeah, that's all I gotta say, actually. That's like, yeah, there's like more mini stuff, but those don't really matter. So yeah, I'm just gonna end the podcast now. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.